Sanger News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe and Restaurant in Seascape.
The award-winning cafe is open daily for breakfast from 7 a.m. with lunch till 3 and open for dinner Friday and Saturday night till 5.
Now, before we get to the Grammys, renowned Australian singer Doug Parkinson has passed away at the age of 74. Billed as Australia's greatest soul voice, Parkinson led many bands from 1965 to 1973 and, of course, had that major hit with his version of the Beatles' Dear Prudence.
So beautiful. It was a big night for women at the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards, especially for Taylor Swift, who won Best Album of the Year for her quarantine album Folklore, making her the first female artist in history to win Album of the Year 3 times, which now puts her in the category of legends alongside Frank Sinatra, Paul Simon and Stevie Wonder.
I want to thank all of my collaborators who are on the stage. I want to thank Serban Gainya, Justin Vernon, I'm so excited to meet you someday, Joe, who is the first person that I play every single song that I write, but mostly we just want to thank the fans. You guys met us in this imaginary world that we created, and we can't tell you how honored we are forever by this. Thank you so much, and thank you to the Recording Academy.
Beyonce also broke a record for most Grammy wins in history for a female artist, with wins for Best R&B Performance, Best Rap Song for Savage, and Best Music Video for Brown Skin Girl, which brought her total Grammy wins to an impressive 28.
As an artist, I believe it's my job and all of our jobs to reflect the times, and it's been such a difficult time. So I wanted to uplift, encourage, and celebrate all of the beautiful black queens and kings that continue to inspire me and inspire the whole world.
It was definitely ladies' night because Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande scooped up an award for Best Pop Duo with Rain On Me. Her took out Song of the Year with I Can't Breathe. Megan Thee Stallion won 3 Grammys, including Best New Artist, Best Rap Song and Best Rap Performance for Savage with Beyonce. And Billie Eilish won a few awards, including Best Song Written for Visual Media for the James Bond track No Time to Die, and the coveted Record of the Year for Everything I Wanted, which she dedicated to Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan, girl, I was gonna write a speech about how you deserve this, but then I was like, there's no way they're gonna choose me. I was like, it's hers. You had a year that I think is untoppable. You're so talented. You deserve everything in the world. Genuinely, this goes to her. Can we just cheer for Megan Thee Stallion, please?
Of course, there were many performances across the evening, including John Mayer, Dua Lipa, Taylor Swift, BTS and more. Plus, Harry Styles opened the show with his single, Watermelon Sugar High, which also saw him win a Grammy for Best Pop Solo Performance.
Breathe me.
Oscar noms are out, with David Fincher's 1930s Hollywood drama Mank leading nominations with 10 nods, including Best Picture, Director and Actor. A record 76 noms went to women, and for the first time in history, 2 women have been nominated for Best Director, Chloe Zhao for Nomadland and Emerald Fennell for Promising Young Woman. But more on that tomorrow. The Oscars air April 25th.
To Spill the Beans Cafe and Restaurant in Seascape.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
The Wave.